think at all. Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to receive the ministry of Apostle Edward Richmond. Put your hands together.
Hallelujah. I'm not sure anybody should see beyond come and see the require for them. But rather, let's see here, let's see here. Even if you are a choir member, just see here. Just be seen. Lift up your right hand, chant this thing for just 2 minutes. Songs are supposed to be transfer systems. Transport systems to force it to higher rents in God. Be transported. Elohim Adonai. 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 John said I was in the spirit on the last day, and I heard a voice say, come up here. This is a man that is already operating in the realm of the spirit. He's conscious of the realm of the spirit. Yet there is still a higher place when he is called up into, because he demands the places that God wants you to access. You cannot get into it at this energy level. That means there is a need for you to come up with that. That is the essence of this transport system, that somehow by this mode will be transported into realms. The scripture said that even when we may speak the word of God, but the spirit has that we are carried of the Holy Ghost. There are utterances that will leave your mouth, and then from your altar, you will represent an altar that is in heaven. But that cannot be possible until you are carried into a realm. Because your existence, that possibility dwells in a realm. Jesus met his disciples, and they were not able to cast out a legacy that is taken with epilepsy. And when Jesus met them, he said, this time I can help. of God. This time cannot go wasted by prayer. And then after you have prayed, you give yourself to more prayer and fasting. The reason is that there is an energy level that it takes to deal with circumstances like this. I know you have removed headache. I know you have laid hands on people. They fell down on power. I know you have seen one or two things. But the scripture says that this time, there is a dimension of your pressure that we see in the realm of the spirit that cannot be possible except the man climbs up to a higher energy level. And that's the demand. Men are trying to go into places where they have not received license to operate it. And then Satan has struck them. And that is why a call has been made now that men will come up in a place, an energy level. When you come, even Satan will testify. You know that man that was taken with devils, when he met the seven sons of Sceva, he said, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know. There is a number. You are known that you are dead. It is not hidden in the spirit. You have to be transported to the point where your identity will not be hidden. Satan will not be asking questions when you want to penetrate and deal with matters in the spirit, because you are mantled, you are clothed. Lift up your voice again. Let's continue to heaven. The intent of this is for you to climb. The Zidane was talking. He said that all of us were at the river Kabah. And when the spirit of the Lord came and carried me by the lock of my head. Meanwhile, the people there just saw manifestation, but they were not carried. Don't just see the power. Be carried. I am on a salary. I will
Thank you.
Bible, Matthew chapter 16. Let's just take a quick glance on the scripture so that we move off from an accurate pedestal. Nothing was made without the word of God. And that means if we will enter into a dimension of the prophetic that has the capacity to create stuff, then we must get into the word and release the incarnate possibilities that is in the word. I hope you know that until the word receives kinetic possibilities, it will not do much for you. And you must understand that that is why we give ourselves to prayer. Because the reason why we give ourselves to prayer is because when you incorporate the word in prayer, it receives kinetic possibilities. Are you with me now? And just like you charge a rocket, you know a rocket is charged. It can stay in that place for long. Because where you are being shot is to the ends of the earth. And you are shooting these things to the ends, so you need to charge for long. So that by the time you are shot, you will hit the target. We see men that started and then they expired along the way. God used them for a while and then they became testimonies of how you don't need to run this your Christian race. They became testimonies of how men ran and failed, how they gave up along the way. They became testimonies. This is because they did not stay on the wall and incorporate it until the world has received enough kinetic possibilities and power to get to where it's going. Because the scripture says that the reason why the word of God is what it is because once it is sent, it will come back until he has fulfilled the very purpose. Okay, well, you have sent your word sometimes and you get back. What happened? He has not received enough kinetic power and possibilities. And the intent, the result of this is that maybe you sent it to maybe a territory and you notice that it didn't reach there. Because if it is true that he reached them, if it is true that he hit target, we will get response. That's why we have to stay and incubate that word. Sangrada Bahaka. Matthew chapter 16. There is something I want to show you. Let me show you. Let's start from verse 13. Matthew chapter 16 from verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" You see? This is a sort of question that every single human being on earth must answer. And I don't just mean unbelievers. More importantly, believers that is in church. The answer you give to this question shows the depth of possibilities. But it shows the depth and dimensions that you have touched in God. And because of those depth and dimensions, it will also reveal the possibilities that you have. For example, if I ask you, who do you say that Jesus, the Son of Man, is? You see, I don't want to go there because you will find out that you don't know who Jesus is. And because of your insufficiency in knowledge, and this is beyond cognitive knowledge, you see, there is what we call epignosis, a completion in a direction where you have fully encountered all the possibilities. So that beyond your awareness, you have come into the interaction too. So that as far as that particular word is concerned, you are a custodian. And what it means for you to be a custodian is that the reality has been formed in your spirit. Then when circumstances come, you respond subconsciously. Because I've been in church for long. And when warfare comes, they say shout fire 7 times. And they told us that shouting fire 7 times handles them. No, that's not what handles them. What handles them is reality. because the disciples asked Jesus, why can we not cast him out? Because the very thing that they are doing is what Jesus is doing. So why is it that the guests responded to Jesus? You must notice that Jesus said, this cannot happen except by prayer and fasting. But when he finished, he cast out the devil. That means he has made prayer and fasting his fortune. And that has allowed him to interact with the life of the Father that is in him. He said, the works I do are not mine, but the Father that was that lives inside of me, I and my Father are one. That means he gives himself to extended periods of time whereby he interacts with the life that is brought into. The consequence is that he received the capacity to live out the destiny that God has given to him. We see men that is trying to live their destiny. They are forcing themselves on the calling and the things that God has given them, not knowing that there is an empowerment that should power this life, because the Christian life is an empowered life. God never intended you to come and believe in the Christian life by your ideas. You are inventing. No, the scripture says, tarry ye until you are clothed. It is when the Holy Ghost comes by clothes and enablings that is diverse according to what he has called you to. That is when you are equipped properly to represent him. Any attempt before then is an attempt that will end the reproach and mockery. You will be a poor representation of the kingdom that you have brought into. And they said, I know Paul, I know Jesus. You, who are you? Because they said, in the name of Jesus, who Paul preached. In case you think it's just by mentioning the name of Jesus. No. And we blow on people, and then devils come out. So what did they hear? It is just the nomenclature. No, it's beyond the nomenclature. We are custodians of realities in the spirit. So that it doesn't matter how we communicate those realities. The demons at the level of the spirit is legalistic and intelligent. When you speak, if it is true that you have the capacity to cause a change in that realm, they will respond. So Jesus came and casted out the devil. So the question has to be asked, what is the difference? Because the disciples used the methods that Jesus taught them, yet they didn't yield the same result. That means they have not interacted with the realm. It is an interaction with the realm of life that releases all those possibilities in you. So we have men that have brought into the kingdom, but they are great. They left the almightiness of God that is inside of them. Father, their heart is like the wilderness. And that is why most times we cry for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Because the scripture says in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, he said that the wilderness until the spirit be poured upon us from on high. He said, the wilderness will continue to be wilderness. Until the spirit be poured upon us from on high. Our carpets will be king with foxes until the spirit be poured. You will still be struggling with many things until a measure and a dimension of the spirit of God begins to walk inside of you. Not just anointing to heal, no, walk inside of you. And then things that you don't know you can come into that, you are brought into it. Because an economy is being brought into your life, into your heart. It's the economy of life in its operational dimension. And then it begins to deal with death, because anything that operates outside of context of life is the operations of death. Are you with me now? And the intent of Satan is to bring you to a place where you are bound. Are you with me? Because the whole context of devil is to bring control over our life to the intent that we will not be able to do what God called us to. Now I know.
I know you might not be understanding everything I say, so let us give them this thing to listen to. It's not our fault.
I have to speak to your spirit first. You know why? We don't have enough time for us to be doing that small one. So we need to move at high pace and high frequency. We need to move at a certain energy level so that I will achieve something in your spirit first. If it's true that I achieve it in your spirit, you will start walking in the experience. Don't worry, the understanding will come. But if it's true that you also get the understanding, you can replicate it. Because that's the final place where understanding is being granted to you. But if you follow me, like if you are wise as I'm talking, you'll be praying in tongues. Because You won't, as you are, even when you pray in tongues, you will still find it hard to catch up. There is a place I'm going and I hope I will hit the mark. Please make Jesus ask, who do you say that the Son of Man? That's a very tough question. He came to a minister's conference and asked minister, who is Jesus? Minister's conference. Nobody knew who is Jesus. You think it's a joke? If I ask you now, you don't know. That's your answer. Keep it. It's not just. Verse 14 says, and they said, some say. Some say. I went for a prison ministration one time at Obachukwu. And then some people were talking, they came from one of the major churches in this nation. One of the major. If you count in your fingers, five, they are there. He came and said, they asked the question, what's the difference between this and this? And they said, our pastor said, so is he, I will tell you. Am I saying what your pastor said is wrong? Is it what I said? You are hearing me upside down. I didn't say what I said. The revelation of who Jesus is outsourced. You know, how many of you have done a, you know, outsourced job? You outsourced your work with God to your pastor. So as far as your revelation of Jesus Christ is concerned, it is just what your pastor said. You have not had a personal contact with the Savior. And until then, there is no foundation that is built in your Christian life. Because we are still going down. The scripture says that when a man came and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, he said, upon this rock will I build, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church. Thou art Petra. And upon this Petrus. Now listen to me. That means, are you with me now? That means that the revelation of Jesus, the revelation of Christ, is all we need for the building blocks that is in the Christian life. You don't understand the kingdom, because if you understand it, you will find out that so many of the things you are doing is not that important. What is important is the ones that you think is a waste of time. Like when we give ourselves to prayer, much prayer, when we give ourselves to the most seeking of God, consecration, when we bring ourselves to the place where we are aligned to the will of God, people think we are wasting our time. But the time we call, that these things we do rank before God, and that's where our authority comes from. That is where men come in the spirit, and even the demons say that, watch it. I know when he's doing business in the heavens. He's not business, he's not scarce, he's the popular person in the course of heaven. And that's what some of the big men of God have done with God. They had interaction with God so much so that even when you don't know what to pray, you say, God of this person. That means in the realm, the cause, in the heavens where business is being transacted, their name is up. It is a legal tender. You have to arise to a point where your family, even if you are not dead, is because of you. Because of you, nobody will die in your family. Because of you, the affliction of Satan will be lifted. Just because you are in that family, some certain kinds of things will stop expressing itself. You can't be there. You can't be there in this territory. And some things are happening. The scripture says, because of the anointing that is on Samuel, the borders of Israel were kept. The borders of Israel was kept by an anointing. It wasn't by soldiers. It wasn't by the policemen that is hanging around. No, the borders of Israel was kept by an anointing. You must go back and find out who Jesus is. That's why we dig. Because as we dig, divers and deeper revelations of the eternal Christ is being brought into our consciousness. Remember, I said that the proof of life is what? Consciousness. So it is brought into our consciousness. The consciousness is your functional aspect. Are you with me? There are places that they are not functional, and that means they are not really part of your consciousness. Are you with me? But once you interact with life, in the sense that it is brought forth, it is brought to the fore. And what happens is that it is factored into your consciousness. Your consciousness is part of what you live by day to day. So subconsciously, you command the kotakati as you move on the road. They come baby sakabana hatis. After some time, some things you begin to break for out of your life. You see, because you know why you need to know who Jesus is. It is in the knowledge of him that you know yourself. You don't know it. The scripture says, "In his light, we will see light." So your light is not inside in his light. So it is until you interact with the great light, the eternal light, then your own light will start shining. You don't know yourself. That's what I'm saying. Your reality and identity is hidden in Christ Jesus. So you have to interact with him, with that realm, long enough and deep enough that some things will begin to come out. And some of the things you think you are not that thing. You are not that thing. They say you are a young man. There is a young man, one of the people, my friend is 12-year-old boy. He's already at our academy. He's already cleaning all kinds of sicknesses. He has a fellowship of about 70 young people, like 70 school boy. And then all you know is making up. For some of you will do your makeup and you find hair and glory to God. I'm not against it. You know, sometimes you don't want to fast too much, you don't want to pray too much. So that the guy that you are having, you not say that you are so that you look well comforted and glory to God. In the realm where it matters, they don't look at your face. That's when I stop looking at myself. And I found that in that realm, they don't do feelings, they don't do. It's me that will look at you and say, hey, no, Satan, if he gives you one is not enough. He will give you two. He will give you three. He will make sure he brings you down. That's why he doesn't pity you. And that's why we tell people that you came and you are crying. Maybe if you cry to God, he will show you mercy. But if you are just crying for crying's sake and for your challenge's sake, nothing has happened. Who do men say that I am? Some people say that, look at that place. Some people say that he's a... Some people said that he is Elijah. And some people said that he is Jeremiah. Some people said that he is just one of the prophets. He said unto them, now listen to me. Listen. Jesus came and he said, who do people? He said, what? Who do people say that I am? So this is talking about people in the streets. How do people take Jesus? In your campus, who is in campus here? Raise your hand. You are in campus. Who do people say Jesus is in your campus? It's a different matter. After some time, they brought in many results, many answers. But finally, Jesus noticed that these people are answering, even them, they don't know. He now came and pointed. You people, you workers, are you not workers? Let's be brothers. They said, no, you now. Who do you say Jesus is? Your destiny is hinged on the answer you will give. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Until you answer this question properly, and it's not a cognitive answer, it's an answer that comes by revelation. Because when Peter gave the answer, Jesus said, no human being, flesh and blood can reveal this thing to you. It's an answer that comes by revelation. So you must come into the economy of that revelation. Are you with me now? Follow me. So we have reduced the sample size. The sample size before was the whole city, the whole campus, the whole church. We have reduced the sample size to the pastors, the workers. Who do you people say that what I am? something. Man of God, you think it's a small answer. It's a small question. But if you start answering, you will now know why Jesus is not popular in our generation. You will now know why the tokens of the kingdom is being lost. Because even though we have people in the church, the realities of God is not in them. They have not touched it. They know many things, but not the God that saved them. He said unto them, whom do you say I am? And Simon Peter answered, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, so the answer to this question is, thou art Christ. Now, there is a reason why I said you cannot answer this question except by revelation. Pay attention. For me to explain this, I think we need to go to the book of John chapter 4. For me to help you, there is something I want to strike. Because the answer, what you need is the revelation of Christ Jesus. But for me to explain this thing now, we need to go to the book of John chapter 4. If I don't go there, you will not understand the different processes that it takes in the movement. There are different levels of revelation. Because I'm not denying the fact that there is a body of revelation that you carry. But until you deep to the point that you hate Christ, you have not talked long enough. And then I'm not saying about carrying Christ on your lips. There are people that say it's all about Christ, it's all about the kingdom, it's all about the... Now let me tell you, they don't know anything about Christ, neither the kingdom. Because the knowledge is not cognitive, it's not so much about knowing so many doctrines and exegesis. It's not so much about knowing as good and important as that is, because it helps us to be in check and in prompt life. But the revelation is a spiritual knowledge. It's a place where you encounter, not you don't just hear, you encounter and you interact. So that if it is true, you encounter somebody, he will leave a portion of himself in you. So what it means for you to encounter Christ is that it leaves a dimension of that encounter in you. So that anytime any man wants to touch that dimension, he touches you. Because even in you, he is raising depth, that dimension that you encounter. So you can come and be telling us about the mercy of God just because it's written in the scripture. If it's true, you encounter the dimension of the mercy of God resident in Christ. That means that it will be left in you. Are you with me now? Any man that now encounters you will touch you. John chapter 4. That's how just and then we pray. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had hurt Jesus, he made and baptized more disciples than John. We don't have time to go into this. Though Jesus himself baptized none but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. Pay attention. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Then came he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar. And of course, you know what Sychar means. It means mirage. You know what's mirage? You know what's mirage? Mirage is, you know, sometimes you are on the highway and you are running. You will see something, it is as if there is water there. But when you get there is no water. That is the testimony of a life that has not been brought to a point where the spring of life has been sunk and been drank. You will be doing many things to satisfy your quest. You will look at this thing and say, if I buy new phone, I think I will be okay. I get new job, this contract, one second. When you get there, you see that it's a mirage. That even that, there is no water there, cannot satisfy. You think it's new grade, let me marry. Let me, if I marry now, but, and then you marry, you see that there is no satisfaction there. Every single thing that satisfies is only in the context of Christ and the kingdom. Are you with me now? Cycle. That's where the well is. Now remember, it's a well. The well that the Samaritans draw from. So, this tells you a story. This shows you a picture of what we have in the church. Because the Samaria is a picture of a certain dimension of the church of Jesus Christ. Because you must understand that as we go down that scripture, the whole context of Jesus' discussion with that woman is on the aspect of worship. Is it not true? That means that that thing is spiritually representing a pattern and a mode of worship. Because when the woman began to speak, he said that the Jews do like this, and the Samaritans do like this. That means there is a pattern of worship that has been invented in our generation. And then people tell us that if you follow this, you will meet Jesus. And when we followed it, it was a miracle. We have done many things and we didn't see God. We sang songs and prayed prayers without the Spirit, and then we didn't meet God. Are you with me now? We held nothing and we went for choir practices. We did all kinds of stuff. We removed our clothes. We wore new regalia. We carried cap on our head in search of the true God, but it was a mirage. We built all kinds of stuff. We did all kinds of things. But Jesus is telling them that the reality of the realm I'm bringing to you, I'm taking it to them, has been moved to all these things that we have placed emphasis on. Because all the emphasis you placed before can only lead you to a worship that is a mirage. In the pursuit and in your walk in that life, you will never encounter the true God. Because the true God is resident in another realm. So that even if you are here, you are wrong. If you are here, you are wrong. The place we talk about is on a different realm itself. That's why I'm not for these people. I'm not a denominational man. Because some of those denominations carry something and say that it is in doing this that we seek of. Some say His holiness. Our teaching is holiness. See, Jesus is beyond holiness. He is the eternal Christ Himself. And when you interact with Him, you cannot but interact with holiness. But if you encapsulate all His reality in holiness, you have made mistake. Because there are many other things. He is everything. And the Bible says that He is the sum of all things. That is everything is sum in Him. There is also a dimension of power. There is also a dimension even of prosperity. There is also a dimension of all kinds of stuff is summarized in Him. And that means we must interact with Him beyond some certain levels. And it is only there and then that the mirage dimension of what we are talking about will be removed. Because all we see is life. And if it's true that we'll find life, will be brought into a point where our soul and our guest is being quenched. He said in Samaria, this is the well that our father built for us. But men come there and draw water and steal their thirst, because that well is a mirage. You have been drawing from a mirage. It is now time to seek a new well. The Christian life is enjoyable. I have asked myself a question years ago. Why is it that the disciples, when the apostles, those early ones, when they see their death, they rejoice? They counted it. They counted it a privilege so to be persecuted for the sake of the name. What happened to them? It is not their knowledge. They interacted with something that is heavier than the life on earth, and they were consumed by it. And on that account, any other thing you are doing in the physical is just an rejoinder. That's what happened to Stephen. And he was able to utter that prayer. You cannot utter that prayer in the flesh. It's a man that is carried into a realm that is so glorious and full of God's splendor. In his life, he experienced nothing. Not that I heard in the Bible. No. Who do men say that I am? And you have interacted with that reality and revelation. So much so that you can boldly communicate that life beyond the words that men can speak. There is life and content, potency that is brought forth by your communications. And when they sustain itself, oh my God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The scripture says that out of his face shine the sign of Moses was there. What kind of men are these? This is our generation. We have problem. Our problem is that we have settled for less. Let me try and tie this thing up. Near the first parcel of ground that Jacob gave unto his son Joseph. Now, Jacob's well was there. Are you with me now? Somebody say after me, in Mirage, there is a well. You don't understand the mystery. Say, in Mirage, there is a well. Say, inside, there is a well. Say after me again, inside, there is a well that is there. We are not denying that there is no well in Sychar, but in Sychar there is a well. But that well is a mirage, it's deception. We have been digging that well for long and we are not satisfied. A generation arises that is consumed with the hunger to lay hold on the true God. And are willing to stop at nothing. They will not allow the addictions to stop them. They will not allow the flesh to stop them. They will not allow Satan to stop them. They will not allow the ambitions to stop them. They will not allow all sort of stuff to stop them. They are consumed by that same hunger, passion, and thirst. They will stop at nothing. I don't know about you. I was born inside church. I don't know your father's business. My father's business is church. So even if I'm not a preacher, I should know more about church than an average preacher. So as I am now, I have 20 something years experience. Not in life, in ministry. But 10 years of it, 10 years of that experience was a cycle. Say cycle. And that is the testimony of many people. That's why God sent me to deliver my generation. Men that have been a cycle, let's deliver them and bring them. Because there is another way. And there are many wells in the realm of the spirit. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So men have, there are many people are psychic. That's where we are. And because there are many people are psychic, they are never satisfied. And then Satan brings substitute to them. And they tell them that, you know, if you give yourself to this, you know, and not that, it will satisfy. No. If there is something you need to drink, when you drink it, it will reconfigure you. It will recalibrate your taste bud. Some things you want to take it in, you need to take it in. You won't survive because your taste bud has been recalibrated. Have you been sick sometimes? You notice that there are some things you can't eat. Now, it is not because you don't want to eat, but your taste bud has been changed. And there are some things that cannot taste the way you used to. That's what happens to a man that has drunk of that water. When that water enters, it will recalibrate your taste bud. So that if at all somebody brings water again from Sychar, if they give you the new country. Because we know that the water of Sychar is a mirage. Any man that drinks it will taste again. Verse 7 said, okay, verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied, with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto him, what? Now listen, I want to show you the progressive levels of thinking, because Christ is that well we talk about, and there are degrees in Christ. Guess what? This is how it happens. Sometimes we think it is Christ. You think you are pressing into God. No, it is actually God pressing into you. Let me allow you to say to God. When we press into God, it's not really you pressing into God, it's God pressing into you. As he presses, because the scripture said, how will he decrease? And he will increase. If you come into that full economy, you find out that as you press into God, what is that? His reality expands in us. Our flesh goes down, our self ambition. Some of the things that occupy. If we bring our phone now and check, you will see whiskey inside. Now those whiskey concern where we are going to. Full your battery, charge. Then one whiskey song in. You don't know how that stops. You know, I see people, they say it's song. There is nothing there. Easy as him. Show me in the Bible, you are a fool, my friend. My friend those days finished listening to Justin Bieber and called one girl that is living an hostel. And an anointing came on him, because you don't know that when you listen to those songs, they carry anointing. Yes. The same way you listen to Lawrence or your Theophilus or Nathaniel Bassi, anointing comes from you, see that. Those guys have an anointing. They are not saying anything, yet you love it. What's happening? There's an anointing in it. They will say, and then you like it. The same way, Lawrence is not really saying anything, yet you love it, because it's a spirit that is communicating. No, he doesn't really want you to hear anything. He wants you to be carried into a realm. Those guys want you to be carried into a realm. My friend finished listening, and an anointing fell on him. And as soon as the lady saw him, the anointing fell on the lady too. Before you know it, in the next 3 hours, they have slept with each other four times. He didn't have time to say, hello babe, let me send you Richard. No, he came to me, say with an anointing. And that's when I see people, they come and they come and say, okay, they come and say, is there anything bad with it? Is anything wrong with it? That one. I now know that they don't understand the import of this thing. Now, I will quickly run through this thing. Number one, look at what that woman said. If the technical man will be fast on the projector, it will be better for me. Next verse. Now he said, for the disciples we have gone away unto the city to buy meat. Next verse. Then said the woman unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew? Say a Jew. So the first thing is say a Jew. So I listen now. There are many people in church. Remember, the whole context of this story is about worship. Say worship. We will find out that it's about worship. Because after a few analysis, what the woman was saying is that the Samaritans do like this. And the Jews, what? Do like this. So you are a Jew. So, as far as that woman is concerned, the revelation of Jesus Christ, of whom he is, which is the bedrock, the rock with which we view the foundations of your Christian faith, I do pray. Where the woman has stopped is the Jew. And follow me. And Jesus cannot do much in your life if your revelation of him is a Jew. This man is from, where are you from? What's your tribe? So you are an Igbo. So I come and look at you, say, you are Igbo. See, that's what he told Jesus. If we interact on that basis, Jesus is saying, I will not be able to achieve my agenda in your life. So all men that interacted with Jesus as a Jesus that can give admission, are you with me now? Now, am I saying Jesus cannot give admission? But if he is Jesus not a Jew? If he interacts with Jesus as only Jesus that can give admission, you are a man that is very soon your life will be elaborated where Satan will display all his goods. Elaborated. Where he will display all. Because you know Jesus as the Jew, the one that can only give you admission. But let's go quickly. And he said, and he asked of me, which I'm a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealings with Samaria. Are you with me now? This is deep. We don't have to go. Because that is the challenge in denominations in your people. Go. Verse 9, quickly. Verse 10. Then answered Jesus and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, he would have given thee the living water. This is not where. Remember what we are doing. We are trying to explain the fact that Jesus said, who do you say that I am? The first thing that the woman said, that you are a Jew. That's what she said. And that's what many people say in church. You are a Jew. And if you remain there, you will stay in church 40 years. And people will think just because you are now elder for 20 years, that has meant that you are matured in the spirit. No. Spiritual age is not about years, it's about light. The light that you have been characterized with. Because what we have in the spirit is light years. When Jesus appeared to them, he said, before Abraham I was, they said, come here, we'll kill you. You this small boy. Ah, you say that before Abraham you were. They don't understand the realm from which the man was talking about. He's a young person. When we release this package of light into your spirit, the intent is to move you from a point, even though in age you might be young, but in the spirit you are aged, you are a young person. Remember, the scripture says in the book of Job, talking about Job and his friends, a time came where those wise men were not able to provide solution to the challenge of Job. What happened at the time came? A man came up, his name is Eli, he's a young man, and he came and said, I have given all this time to come. But I found out that even that can disappoint us sometimes. But I found out that there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Most High, who was giving him understanding. So we trust the Holy Ghost because he is the most, the oldest. And if it's true that it's the Holy Spirit that inspired you, then the functionalities of God will be strange around your life. You will be operating like a young nation. The thing that troubled your family 100 years ago, that your grandfather and father were not able to solve, you will solve it. You will be carried back to the time. Not because you were there, but because you were carried by the portal of the Spirit. The Spirit that came even before the beginning came. He is able to see all things. The Bible says he can search all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. So we are aligned with the Holy Ghost. So he saw him as a Jew. Now go to the next verse quickly. Oh my God. Help me. The woman said unto him. Now when Jesus said, I have water to give you that is different from your water, the woman now moved from Jew and said, sir. Somebody say, sir. So some people have moved into sir. So they are moving to God that will give me admission. They are moving into fire now. They are serving small, small in church. Say, sir. So Jesus has not the first well. And after he has not the first well, you notice that he never saw him as Jew again. You know that this one is not a Jew. This one says, sir. You know, there is some kinds of stuff people will see manifest in your life. They will stop grading you as an evil person. They will grade you as sir. Because there is something you have that they need. So he called him what? Sir. He now saw that the demarcation, that denomination are priests in all kinds of denominations. And I found out that it is indeed that you carry the word of God in your heart, and it's true that you are just representing the kingdom. A time will come when people will see that you are sir, that you are not Samaria, and you are not Jew. No, you are sir. And even then, it is still a poor representation of the identity that we carry in the spirit. So he said, sir, that is the second level of digging. Now, let's go quickly. Thou hast nothing to draw with. The well is deep. From whence hast thou that living water. Next verse quickly, next verse. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Continue. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. If it's true that it's money that you came to God for, money will finish and you come again for another miracle money. As powerful as it is, that is not the basis to interact with the true God. The day will come when it will not, it is not a foundation in the kingdom. The foundation we build with is not miracle, we build with Christ. And if at all you give you some of us came because of those miracles, but it is not enough. We are still operating at the level of sin. Next verse, quickly. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Are you with me now? Follow. Because we are about to hit a place that's where we are going. Go to the next verse. The woman said to her, the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I taste not again, neither come to draw. Now go to the next verse. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. Next verse. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus told unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. Now, Jesus is trying to say, you used to lie well before, but today you told the truth. You used to lie. We used to fall on this one. You told the truth. Okay, I'll wrap up in 5 minutes. Now, next verse quickly. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that says thou to me. Next verse quickly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art what? So we have moved from the Jew to sir, and then we are in the prophet. So Jesus carried a drilling machine. Jesus will carry a drilling machine into your life. And you begin to drill and drill until you find the fountain where your destiny springs up from. And that is your identity. It is the resource that powers the life that you take into. Let me cite the last one and then I come back. Let's ask the guy who moves me. Let's ask our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And you say, no. Is this where we stopped? Okay, next verse. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and he said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Now, next verse quickly. Jesus said unto a woman, believe, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Next verse. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Next verse, quickly. But the hour cometh, and now it, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Next verse. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Next verse. The woman said unto her, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he's come, he will tell us all things. Next verse. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am. Next verse. And upon this, okay, go back. Now, until we get to the Messiah, the Christ, the well has not been deep. So even when we relate with Jesus as a prophet, we have still not fully come into the economy of who he is. As powerful as he is, as powerful as his words are, we need to come into the revelation of the Messiah, the Christ. He is the building block of our faith. Lift up your hands in 2 minutes and say, pray for me. I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. And I believe your days. I want to see. He's a biggie. Just the way you are. I want to see. Lord, I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch on my way. I want to give you my head. I want to see you. Our destiny is great and it takes the dimension of the revelation of God Jesus to empower us to walk in into the reality of what God has brought us into. Oh, I want to see your face. I want to know your way. I want to touch your way. Take it to pray. Take it to pray. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Let's lift up our voice and help them to stand in the
name of Jesus. I want to know your way. We want to turn your face. So we can lift your name. We want to see you.
Away from the weather.
I thought you would give me another sound of glory.
Father, we get another full piece so I can come down nearer you. I'll be glad. Thank you, Jesus. I want to see your face. I wanna know your way. La 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 la. So I can live with this. I wanna see. That's the way you are. I wanna see. Thank you. See your face. I wanna know your way. I wanna touch your grace. So I can live for you. I wanna see that's the way you are. I wanna see your face. Oh, I wanna touch your face. I wanna touch your grace. So I can live your name. I wanna see that's the way. Hallelujah. How many of us came here with an expectation? Thank you, sir. I don't want to be far from you. God bless you. I want to be sure that whatever Jesus wants me to tell you, I'm able to tell you. Praise the Lord. Are we having another section there? Station. Let everybody come in. Please help me. Let everybody come. Let's do things orderly. How long have this program been on? Since on Thursday. What did you learn on Thursday? Talk to me now. Please talk to me. One thing that you went home with on Thursday. Talk to me. Nobody can say something. Tell me now. One thing you learned on Thursday. Praise the Lord. Okay, what did you learn on Friday? Why are you pointing him? Were you not in that program? Okay, who was here? Yes, ma'am. Wake up from slumber. Okay. Friday, was there a program on Friday? What was the program on Friday? What did somebody gain? Just one thing. One thing. Let me hear from you. Hallelujah. Let me hear from you. Chai, talk to me now. Bring that here. Bring that in. Come, come. For the spirit of the man Kadosh Kabbalah is under the prophet. Peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's all. Leader, peace. If what is manifesting is of Christ, Jesus will come under. Are you understanding me? There's time for everything. I'm very surprised. I saw that it's a youth program. I saw that youth will be filled up here. Are you not up to 50? So what's happening? Is it because it's not a picnic? Okay, so somebody was telling me what we learned on Friday. Who was going to help us with what we learned on Friday? Impartation service. okay? God used his servant to impart on you. Okay, so which of you received of any gift? Let me hear. Talk to me now. Leave the TV alone. Talk to me, I'm here. I'm not up. Which of you received during impartation? What did you receive? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. No. Daddy, somebody, one of the men should talk to me. Daddy, were you here yesterday? Uncle, were you here yesterday? Sir, were you here yesterday? How many of you were available during the impartation? Let me see your hands. Mama, what did you get? What was imparted to you? The spirit of prayer. Yes, are you? The spirit of prayer. Okay. You? Urina of tongues. Okay. We don't have anything like urina. We have maybe diabetes. Yes, you were not here yesterday. Spirit of praise. Okay. Who again received something yesterday? Child, don't do me like this now. It's not fair. Don't do like this. See, if I'm not sure that you have had anything from the Lord on Thursday and Friday, were you in Trailblazers? Trailblazers program. Did you attend? Okay. If I'm not sure of anything in you on Thursday, Friday, you'll be setting a wrong precedent for me to believe that today you will get anything. But I know that God cannot come down a program that he fits by himself and not do something. It's not true. For the Lord will not leave himself without a weakness. Is that correct? Talk to me, huge. Ah, is it because I'm not on Twitter or Facebook? I want you to react. Talk to me. Talk to me. I don't want this thing you're doing. No. We came here to ensure that at the end of this program, God will be glorified and you will learn new things. Thank you, Jesus. Let's bow our head in prayers. Father, just open your mouth and tell the Lord to help you. Please, just a simple prayer. Lord, help me. Open your mouth and say it. Open your mouth and say it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this moment. Blessed be your holy name. There is none that is like unto you. Thank you for what you said to do this morning. Just honor yourself. Honor yourself, Lord. And may your name be exalted. Do what only you can do here. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Help me stand up. Appreciate somebody in your eyes. Greet your brother, greet your sister. Help me. Help me appreciate somebody.